In this episode, what about the wedding booklet?
Hi there, bridal couples-to-be.
Welcome to How to Get Married in Holland.
The ultimate wedding podcast of and about the Netherlands.
We, wedding ceremony experts, aka celebrants Daphne and Jasperin, share all ins and outs of getting married in our flat and fabulous country.
Enjoy listening. Indeed, the wedding booklet. What is it? And what's the function of this little booklet?
Okay, so I think the main difference is in last episode we spoke about the wedding deed. The wedding deed is a legitimate document stating that you are married, and a wedding booklet is an optional add-on for the couple to apply for, and you will be handed it during the wedding ceremony. But it is more of an emotional value. It's something that you can take home, and it's something that states that you were married at that particular municipality on that particular date.
Yeah. It is like a memento.
Yes.
Yeah, like a beautiful, emotional, symbolic little book.
Yes.
But from my own experience, it ends up in your nightstand. And it doesn't see the light of day.
No, nope. I know exactly where it is. It's somewhere in the back of a drawer. I have used it since we got it, because that is also one thing of a wedding booklet. If you have children, you can go to the municipality. Well, you have to go to the municipality to say, listen, I've become a dad or a mum. Mm-hmm. And the names of the children can be added, can be written into the wedding booklet. So once again, nothing official, but something emotional.
Yeah. And it was used, that very booklet, back in the day, like more for administration reasons.
Yeah.
Because also when one of the partners deceased and you have said farewell, mm-hmm. Then it was also mentioned in the wedding booklet.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
But you know, nowadays it's all digital.
It is.
So there's no need for a paper administration trail or a booklet.
Yeah.
Or so it's really optional.
Mm. And if you booklet. If I ask you how many of your couples apply for a wedding booklet, out of
I say 40%.
Okay.
So it's a minority.
Okay.
And if they do so because it's more like. They know the tradition. Mm-hmm. They say, well, my parents had their booklets, so I want one as well. Or, for example, if they have children, or if the option appeals to them for the witnesses or their kids to sign the wedding booklet.
Yes, yes.
For example, if they have three sisters. Mm-hmm. And they want their sisters as their witnesses, but they don't want to exclude one of them. So you can, then I will invite one as an honorary witness and have them sign a wedding booklet, which is an option because there are several notes pages which you can use for extra witnesses or the witnesses to sign or the children to sign. So that is a plus.
So once again, it's all about emotions and how you value to take something like that home.
Yeah, it is. And also very important to mention is that the wedding booklet is, in fact, only an option within a legal wedding ceremony, right? Because it's provided by the municipality.
Yes.
And it is optional to ask for your ceremony speaker if you opt for a ceremonial wedding to create a booklet, but he or she needs to order one and it's it's a rather difficult option. I think
I haven't used that
once or twice.
I've never asked
because then you have like the symbolic wedding certificate, which is also meaningful because that's the thing about a wedding booklet. You can take it home with you.
Yeah, and people like that.
Yeah.
Whereas, and I have to say, the question I get every now and then, something which is important to point out, if you apply for a wedding booklet during your ceremony, for the woman, even though she takes on the name of her husband, as in the official wedding deed, also in the wedding booklet, the surname is the given name. So the name you were given by your parents, so your maiden name. I always tell couples before that if they ask for the booklet, you will see your maiden name. Oh, right. Because so there's no confusion.
And it is a bit confusing but because it states name before the wedding, name after the wedding. Mm. And it both states your maiden name. But yeah, that's the Dutch law that as a woman, you always keep your given name and on official documents, which the wedding booklet is, your given name is mentioned. However, it is a legal document, so it has no legal function. No. It doesn't prove anything really. But yeah, it is a nice gesture, I think.
Yes, I think it's lovely to take home, even though, as I said before, mine is in the back of a drawer somewhere. But, you know, it's a nice little detail during a ceremony and also emotional when you have kids, that your kids are written into the booklet as well. And your witness is there, you know, it's a moment.
Yeah. And for me, it's like a luxury folder for our wedding vows. Because I have kept our wedding vows and I keep it within our wedding booklet. Yeah. So yeah, once in a while when I open my nightstand and I see that little booklet and I
think,
check the vows again and
well, there
you go.
Put
a smile on my face. So that's a nice one. And what does the wedding booklet look like? Because it is small, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, maybe 15 centimeters. Yeah, 15 centimeters by 10. It really is a very small booklet. And you can get them in different versions, mostly.
Yes, you can opt for the normal version or the leather version.
Yes, the luxury leather.
Sometimes you can choose colors, like, you know, beige or...
brown or blue.
Yeah. Mm. Or if you want beautiful letters... Mm. In it, or just typed letters, or there are options. Mm. Yeah. And costs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also very important because you have to pay extra for a wedding booklet, which depends on the municipality, of course, but it varies between, I think, 40 and 50 euros or so.
Yeah, something like that. I thought maybe a bit cheaper, but yeah, you have to pay extra for it. So,
yeah.
If that is. The emotional value is important to you. A booklet, a wedding booklet, is nice to have, but it is not something you need to have because there's no legitimacy whatsoever in a wedding booklet.
Yeah, completely true. Mm. It's a nice to have, not a must have.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's it for now. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to How to Get Married in Holland.
We look forward to share more about organizing your wedding day in the Netherlands in the next episode.
Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss anything.
Any questions in the meantime?
Please ask wedding celebrants Daphne or Jasperin. You can find us, plus the show notes, on Instagram.
And if you love this podcast, please leave a review.
It gives us a higher ranking, so more fun international couples with Dutch wedding plans will be able to find us.
Until next time.